Seamus Heaney was a Nobel Prize-winning Irish Catholic poet, perhaps best known for his wonderful translation of Beowulf. But the piece I'm reading for you today is only an epic poem in the sense that it spans years. In it, Heaney reflects on his own life by remembering his father and grandfather, potato farmers, sons of sweat and soil. Heaney finds in them certain admirable qualities, dedication, duty, selflessness, pride in a job well done, and perhaps most of all, that deep desire to lay hold of the root of things. Heaney himself was no sodbuster. He was a man of letters, but the poem serves as a good son's manifesto as to what it means to honor one's fathers. While he did not learn their trade, he followed their lead in digging down to the heart of things and then passing the fruit of those labors on for the benefit of others. This seems most appropriate given our recent emphasis on the creeds of Christendom and our debt to the fathers of the faith. So I give you Digging by Seamus Heaney. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests, snug as a gun. Under my window, a clean rasping sound, when the spade sinks into gravelly ground, my father, digging, I look down, till his straining rump among the flower beds bends low, comes up 20 years away, stooping in rhythm through potato drills, where he was digging. The coarse boot nestled on the lug, the shaft against the inside knee was levered firmly. He rooted out tall tops, buried the bright edge deep to scatter new potatoes that we picked, loving their cool hardness in our hand. By God, the old man could handle a spade, just like his old man. My grandfather cut more turf in a day than any other man on Tona's bog. Once I carried him milk in a bottle corked sloppily with paper. He straightened up to drink it, then fell to right away nicking and slicing neatly, heaving sod over his shoulders, going down and down for the good turf, digging. The cold smell of potato mold, the squelch and slap of soggy peat, the curt cuts of an edge through the living roots awaken in my head. But I've no spade to follow men like them. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests. I'll dig with it.